This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We are 5 months into the Biden administration's Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. That is, of course, the big infrastructure bill signed just before Thanksgiving. And as happens with big federal laws, the details take a while to get ironed out. Today, the White House said all the stuff that that law is going to pay for, the pipelines, the bridges, the broadband internet cable, all of it, all of the stuff that goes into that stuff, the steel and the iron and the whatnot, all of it has got to be sourced right here in the U.S. of A. One hates to rain on the president's Made in America parade, but has anybody really thought this through? Marketplace's Lily Jamali has.
Joe Biden is hardly the first president to try supporting American industries like steel through government purchasing. Buying American is easier said than done, says Ishwar Prasad, who teaches trade policy at Cornell.
This is more an aspiration and a political statement rather than really a substantive element of economic policy at this stage.
One big obstacle is that right now, the U.S. just doesn't make enough of the materials covered under Biden's requirements.
It's going to be very difficult for U.S. industry to ramp up to the extent that is needed, especially within the short term.
Well aware of this, the Biden administration has agreed to waive the requirements when there aren't enough domestic producers or when costs are too high. The hope is to build up American industry, to make more stuff here so that the government can issue fewer of these waivers. And with supply chains already in disarray, now isn't a bad time to fix them, says Maya Linosk, who teaches economics at the University of Richmond.
U.S. firms, largely because of the pandemic and other supply chain issues, have already been thinking about remaking those supply chains, diversifying them maybe outside of, you know, where they've traditionally sourced a lot of things.
President Biden is issuing this mandate to build up the manufacturing base, boost the number of jobs, and reduce dependence on countries like China. But Christoph Pelk, who teaches political science at McGill University in Montreal, says all that could come with a price tag.
And so the big trade-off here, which is especially salient given high inflation these days, is that this represents higher costs.
Costs that he says would be paid for by the American taxpayer. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.